Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You could vote right now on one of three crazy stories that Mike the Mouth gave us on our You Make the Call segment. But coming up this hour, we'll hear from Jeff Erickson from RotoWire. And we're also going to dive into a couple of Hot Take Tuesday calls in fantasy baseball, specifically how Mike Clevinger looked last night and when we could expect to see Dallas Keuchel pitch for the Atlanta Braves. Hour number two of Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back in. Oh, he caught it. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
Joey Lucchese for the San Diego Padres. Remember how hot Lucchese was at the beginning of last year? Seven shutout innings against the Brewers. A very good offense. Good job by Lucchese. Brewers hitters were saying they couldn't really see the ball out of his hand. That's always a good sign. You don't really need a lot of scouting and information once you hear that. Hiding the ball. That's a key point as a major league pitcher. All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with ya. Be sure to vote on our You Make the Call at Craig Mish. At FNTSY Radio, as we dive into our second hour here live on the Fantasy Sports FNTSY app. You can listen to me live here, of course, and then after the show on wherever podcasts are listened to. I would encourage for those of you who have Google Play or you have an iTunes account, all you have to do is subscribe to the show. That's it. Now, if you want to like the show too, that'd be great. Would appreciate that. I am doing this show for you guys every day. And then this way the show gets populated and sent directly to you. My producer, Chris Pavona, you think his job stops at the end of the show every day? No way. It just starts at that point. He starts uploading and sending all of the audio to the different places. I don't even know how it gets to all these different places. Like this whole technical thing is such a mystery to me. Yeah, I you don't either. That's a bad sign. Yeah, I have no idea. Like, all I know is I'm done at 2 o'clock Eastern. All of a sudden on social media, all my audio clips are up at, like, 2:30. And then at, like, 5 o'clock Eastern, I'm getting texts from all my friends and people who are listening to the show saying, hey, I'm listening right now. I'm like, wow, like, that was quick. Like, this is all just on demand that fast? Yeah, I guess it is. So in this new day and age of fantasy, it's in this new day and age of fantasy, it's important, I think, to be able to listen when you want, where you want it to. The one thing that I wonder about, by the way, and this is really more of a conversation for the bosses here. I wouldn't know the answer to this. Mike Cardano and Lou Mayone and David Katz. David's actually not really as technically savvy as the other two guys. I do my show live on the phone for David Katz after I'm done. I just call him up and he puts me on mute and I'm like, here's what we did. I just do the show again for 2 hours. He just mutes me. That's not true actually, but it's kind of similar. But the point is that, like, right now in your car, if you're listening on the app, I get it. You're probably listening on your iPad or a phone, and I had heard that. I believe it's Tesla, maybe. I could be wrong. I'm giving them credit for something. I don't know. But I had heard that in 2020 or 2021, within 2 years, that every car that you drive is going to have a podcast app where you don't have to have your phone on, and it's just going to be directly connected to some sort of Wi-Fi over the sky internet. Is this true? Where you can just press, instead of press the radio on, you just press the podcast app, maybe even the FNTSY app, who knows, Sports Grid app, where you press it and then you just listen to the show just like that. Like, that's insane, man. Like, Like, and for me, that's what I'm really looking for. Like, just whenever I want, wherever I want. And look, if you're driving for a long period of time, yeah, it's just super easy to just open up the phone and hit play, or hit the iPad and hit play. But it is a little scary for me to think that you may not even turn on a radio in your car in 10 years. Like, what does that even mean? And I am somebody that not only, of course, I worked for satellite radio for 10 years, but I worked for terrestrial radio in South Florida for longer than that, 15 years on the AM stations hosting sports shows. What does it mean for them? Kind of wild, huh? Kind of wild for sure. Well, on other kind of topics and subjects today, I know that tonight is a big night for those of you who play in DFS. And I get it. And look, I'll be watching baseball tonight, of course. Tonight's a really interesting start as we break down all the starts later, about 12:40 Eastern. So for those of you who are listening on demand, about 36 minutes from now. But the best starter that potentially could be drafted in a year or two in the MLB draft, this may be one that you just want to peek into a little bit. Because Vanderbilt's Kumar Rocker is going to start tonight. He threw a no-hitter and struck out 19 batters the last time he pitched. He's had, I think, almost 2 weeks off, or like 9 days off since his last start. And he will face Mississippi State in the College World Series tonight. Now, I have a little bit more of an invested interest in this because J.J. Bleday, their outfielder, was drafted fourth overall by the Marlins. So I got to, you know, I do my Marlins stuff, my podcasting and my reporting. And so I have to pay more attention maybe to you guys, but it's very rare to see a pitcher of this kind of stature coming out of college that could end up being the number one overall pick in a draft. Very rare. Like, this is Casey Mize category here, maybe even better. So my advice to you is, if you are flipping around, just at least become familiar with the name, because in fantasy circles, I think in 2 or 3 years from now, barring any injury, and that's always a concern, of course, when you're talking about any pitcher, you may be looking at the next star pitcher in fantasy baseball. There's a really good shot of remember the hype for Steven Strasburg? This is going to be the same thing, probably bigger. Probably bigger with Kumar Rocker. That's how good he is from Vanderbilt. Coming up next, what we'll do is we'll check in with my good friend Jeff Erickson from RotoWire and RotoWire Fantasy Sports Today. Certainly love his opinions on the game and talking fantasy with him. Always very opinionated, and is someone that you can listen to every night or watch every night on Twitter, and he'll tell you exactly what's going on in Major League Baseball. So that's coming up next. We'll have the full slate of MLB games, a preview coming up in a little bit, our exit velocity as well. You're listening to FNTSY Radio. I am Craig Mish. Good to be with you here on this Tuesday. Don't forget, Brad Ziegler will be co-hosting with me on Thursday. We'll take a time out. Jeff Erickson joins us next. Don't go away.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
The best friends forever.
The fact that you're going to count on Stanton to play the outfield every day, something he did not do last year, it's a bit nerve-wracking. He's in the prime of his career. He came off playing in the NL where he played the outfield every single day. I know last year he didn't necessarily do it, but when Judge went down, he was in right field every day.
And he was banged up, though, if you remember. He was playing through a hamstring injury, too, because he had to play the outfield.
Yes, yeah. He was, but he's had 3 months off at this point, it feels like. Get out there and play, dude!
Watch live on the FNTSY YouTube stream and download the podcast on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Special technique of shadow boxing.
Welcome back, Craig Mish with you here on Fantasy Sports Today. You can hear my next guest every single day over on Sirius XM, XM87, Sirius 210. He hosts RotoWire Fantasy Sports Today with Chris Liss. Of course, he is the senior editor of RotoWire, and he joins us now to talk a little baseball and give us a little preview of maybe the second half of the fantasy baseball season and talk about how the first half has gone as well. Big baseball fan, so happy to talk to Jeff Erickson, who joins us now here on the show. Jeff, it is great to have you on here for the first time. Good afternoon for me, good morning for you. Thanks for doing it. Appreciate it.
Of course, anytime, Craig. Happy to talk baseball, as always.
No, I really do appreciate it. And Jeff, I think the theme, at least from my perspective from this fantasy baseball season, was going into the year attacking the strong arms and the aces. And I just had Mike the Mouth on before, and he seemed, of course, he hit on all the pitchers he's talking about, you know, but it was a very hard thing to do. And now it looks like, just with the way the balls are flying out, that if you didn't score any of this offense, you're just in an uphill battle that you can't climb up to at this point.
Yeah, it's true. And the funny thing is, you know, I've tried a lot of different approaches, and I always think NFBC first. It's always kind of like my alignment. I love the contest. I think that, you know, you mentioned Mike the Mouth. He's one of the many, many great players at the NFBC. It's a great, you know, they kind of symbolize the community that fantasy baseball is all about, too. People just love the game, and it's the hardest contest I play. But my best team there is a team that I took six straight hitters to start the draft, a 12-team.
Wow.
RotoWire Online Championship League. And it's you know, firing at all cylinders offensively, you know, pitching, you know, it's funny. My first starter was David Price. But it's funny that I got good pitching on that team. You know, I look at the roster, you know, I look at the results in that league, and I'm getting good results from this kind of pitching. Now, it helps that, you know, I did get Kirby Yates as my first closer in that league. You know, that's one of those guys that, you know, I tried to get everywhere, and it was early enough. That was a mid-February draft, too, and I think that was another thing, is before some of the things kind of changed a little bit there. But it is really kind of funny that is the team that's doing the best.
Hmm. Jeff Erickson is with us from RotoWire. And over the weekend, Jeff, Thursday through Sunday, we saw the most runs scored by any two teams in the series, basically in the modern day era of Major League Baseball, with San Diego and Colorado. And so, I mean, I don't know how really to approach this moving forward, because obviously we've seen the boon in offense in general, but how do you feel about that? How do you feel about Coors at this point, going from Coors to now Coors basically on steroids this season? Over the last few years, they had the humidor for whatever reason. I suppose numbers may have gone down a little bit, but that seems like it's out the window at this point, and we're back to where we were many years ago.
You know, it's funny. I had a tweet that didn't age well last week. I asked if facing the Orioles in Camden was the equivalent of Coors, or maybe even better, and then Coors said, hold my beer, literally. You know, it really was kind of crazy. But, you know, some of this, though, too, is, you know, some bad pitching, too. I mean, let's face it, the Rockies' bullpen has been disappointing. Wade Davis has been outright bad. He's got a 179 whip this year, and he was hurt a little bit before that, too. You go kind of around, and there are, you know, some of this is that these are probably underrated bats and underrated poor pitching. Kyle Freeland has been a shell of himself this year, for instance. Tyler Anderson's gone for the year. They're having to bring out other guys now for the Rockies. And that's kind of a problem. And, you know, guys, you know, Mike Dunn was a terrible signing. We all knew it was going to be something that you don't sign relievers, you know, these multi-year deals in cores. You just don't do that. But it's gotten worse than they could have possibly expected to.
Yeah. And the other thing, Jeff, that's really interesting when, as it pertains to the Rockies, is because we are so aggressive with all of their players on draft day, we may have ended up with a McMahon or a Hampson or a Brendan Rodgers. Huh. Or, I mean, we're talking about decades of data now, and I don't know what it is, Jeff, if it's their general manager, Jeff Breidich, or if it's their manager, Bud Black, but it sure seems as though investing any draft capital in Rockies rookies is, I mean, outside of Trevor Story, they just basically mix and match guys, and eventually they send them back down to the minors. I think Tappy is probably in that category as well. It's a really frustrating team to invest in.
They're very distrustful of young players, and they sign veterans to block them. The Desmond signing is a great example. And, you know, there is a Rockies beat writer put out a tweet saying, which was the worst contract? I'm forgetting whichever the reliever was. I was like, what about Desmond? She goes, well, you know, he's fine. Well, Desmond's been great for the last month. Well, great. The last month's been great. But have you looked at what he's done over the extent of that contract? Have you accounted for, you know, Coors Field as part of that? Is there? And the fact that he straight up blocked people. I mean, look at David Dahl had to struggle to earn his place in the lineup, too. You know, it's just something that they do. And they, you know, it is a reminder that, and this is true with, you know, whether it's us trying to handicap closers or job battles, that what we think can happen in our infinite wisdom isn't necessarily what the teams are thinking. And you need to be thinking about what the teams are thinking. And, you know, that's how you profit in our game, is knowing what the team is going to do, not just what we think is right.
Jeff Erickson is with us, and certainly we're discussing the Colorado Rockies and the great opportunities that lie with them and then some that lie without. Speaking of which, one player had an epic series this weekend, Jeff, and I'm going to throw two players out at you, and you'll tell me which one is a bigger surprise in fantasy for you this season. One would be Hunter Renfroe and the 5 home runs that he hit in that series, and it looks like he has a chance to lead the National League in home runs, which I don't think a lot of people saw coming. And then one player, Jeff, who I talked with Brian Walton about yesterday, he ended up with him in two of his leagues, one of them in Tout Wars, where he's doing very well. That's probably the reason. Ketel Marte. So who's a bigger surprise for you this season, Jeff, in fantasy? Is it Hunter Renfroe and all the home runs, or Ketel Marte and his 20 home runs this year?
Marte. 3 times now he's had homers from both sides of the plate. Just crazy. You know, and the real shocking thing is that I beat, you know, Todd Zola to him in XFL in November when we do our auction, because Zola's been pumping him for a really long time, pumping his value. Now, the thing about Marte is he liked the stolen base upside. He never saw the power here. And that's the thing. And especially because Arizona, you know, this is not the same Arizona ballpark that everyone thinks it is. You know, the humidor has actually had its intended effect. It is definitely, it leans towards a pitching ballpark now. So it's not like he's using the ballpark to pump up his numbers. And the fact that he's doing that, he's doing a lot of this on the road. He was one of the guys that tortured Jared Eichhoff last week. And, you know, just that's the one that really surprised me. I thought he was this guy that had maybe 10 homer upside and 25 to 30 stolen base upside. Instead, he's got 20 homers.
Jeff, you mentioned Kirby Yates as the closer that you kind of targeted going into the season. And I think we're kind of, you know, back down this road again, where you just never know which closers are going to do it. When you're looking at closers and you're going into a season, and you said that you targeted Yates, which is certainly arguably the best target of any closer in fantasy baseball this year, why him and why not, for example, Edwin Diaz, who saved 50 games last year? Why not Andrew Miller? Why not some other guy going to a new team in a different environment? Why was it Yates for you?
Well, Yates did the job last year after Brad Hand got dealt. I believed in the skills. The cost was right, especially the earlier you drafted. When I drafted in February, he was a 9th round pick. When you drafted in late March, he was a 7th round pick. But even still, he was at the end of that first year. He wasn't at the top of it. So, you know, you got, you know, instead of passing up on a 4th or 5th round hitter, you're still getting that guy, and you're still getting the good skills. Plus, when they signed Machado, I felt like they were in it to try to compete this year. didn't think they're going to trade Yates. Now they still might. That's not that the possibility hasn't gone out of the way. But fact is that this is going to be a better team. And I thought, okay, they're not looking to trade their closer. They're trying to win now, and that's a good combination.
Yep. Well, Jeff, listen, always fun catching up with you. Appreciate you joining me for this segment, and thank you as always for all the support with me personally. You know, I certainly support you and your show, and awesome to have you on here and really respect your opinion. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me today.
Anytime, Craig. Thanks a lot.
All right. Jeff Erickson joining us from RotoWire. And, of course, not to mention the great job that RotoWire does with baseball, also with football as well. You know, we have our Roto Experts football guide coming out here from Sports Grid. RotoWire also has theirs as well. They mail it to me every year. And every once in a while, it's kind of interesting to still get the magazines, and they still do put those out, and it's fun reading just to kind of see the early look before things change so significantly when the football season really kicks in late August and September. All right, we'll take a quick time out here on the show. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. I am Craig Mish. Some more topics we'll hit on coming up next is Craig Kimbrell, where we could see him next. Don't go away.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
866-484-9621. 866-484-9621. That's 866-484-9621.
Rain it!
Make it rain.
The guy that actually pulled the trigger, they're recommending a year in jail. Now, I'm not sure
right,
whether
so
or not.
It costs $8,000 to put a hit out on someone, and if you get bagged for it, you'll do a year's time.
Maybe they should just give him 10 minutes with when Big Poppy gets up and ready with a Louisville. Give Big Poppy to Louisville, close the room, and give Big Poppy 10 minutes, and let's see what happens there.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Sports Today, Craig Mish back with you here as we take it till 2 o'clock Eastern. And then full-time fantasy takes over at that point. Chris, did we ever sort out the Adam Ronis Barcelona vacation yet? Is that over? Okay, thank you for that. Okay, so Adam Ronis still on vacation. He does not go away very often, so I'm sure that he's making the most of this. Now, what's funny for me is that I normally, when I've hosted, you know, 10 years of shows in the past, I just sent actually the email off here to get it sorted out, is normally what I've done in the past is during the All-Star break, because there's no baseball Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, those and Thursday even. And so those were days I would usually take off, but I decided there's no way, Bavona, this year I'm doing that. I mean, we just started the show. We got to cover the All-Star game. So we'll sort that out, but I will be in New York. I hope, Chris, to meet you up there. We've met before, I think, though. Didn't you, Chris, come here to Florida for that event that one time that I covered here? Were you here for that?
No, I was, but I was working that. I met you in New York.
I met you at the All-Star game or something. I know I met you somewhere before. I'm 100% sure.
If we met anywhere, it would have been at Tout Wars. Like the Tout Wars draft.
We definitely did somewhere, somehow, some way. I just don't remember it. But yeah, I'll be up there your way in New York the second week in July. So during the All-Star break, I'll be up there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. My daughter's in like a play of some kind. I don't know. I'm not even sure exactly what it is, but I'll be there. So real quick, want to dive into a couple of other hot topics here. Hot topics. Okay, Dallas Keuchel will start this weekend against the Washington Nationals. I did not end up with Keuchel in any league. He showed up in a couple of leagues available because in the NL leagues that I play in, the National League only leagues, it's interesting that you can't bid on the player until he goes to the NL. Like, you can't just blindly get him. So I found that interesting. I personally threw about 3% of my budget at him. I'm a little scared of him and Kimbrel, to be honest. I'll get to Kimbrel in a minute. But I'm a little scared of pitchers who have had this kind of long layoff. So essentially what I decided to do is just throw in what we would call in the fantasy industry or community an enforcement bid on him, with the idea that if I get him, it was worth the price. But if I don't, no big deal. I passed on it, essentially. I just wasn't going to get him with that amount of money in both leagues that I tried for. So we'll see. Maybe he ends up being really good as a Brave. I've saved so much it's like one of those years where you go all in on guys, and one year you don't. One year you have some. One year you have none. And I'm talking about in the fantasy baseball leagues where you use fake money to bid on free agents. And for me, what I did was it ended up that I have more money than everyone in a lot of these leagues. I don't know why, because I certainly am very active, but I was very careful about adding every guy that came up. And that hurt me clearly with Riley, but it helped me with some other guys. And so now if there's some crazy trade that's going to happen, like let's say Bumgarner goes to the AL or Rendon or Max Scherzer, whatever comes back in return to the NL, I'm going to have a pretty good crack at that and a chance to win the league because of it. So we're almost here. I think I could wait another month without making a crazy fab budget move. So we'll see. Craig Kimbrel, according to the Cubs, by the way, another player who went for a lot in my leagues. He's not available, by the way, in one of the leagues that I'm playing in. I got to wait on him. He's going to AAA. It looks like he's going to see 4 or 5 game action. And then I'm going to wonder what he will look like when he gets to the regular season. Now, Greg Holland is the perfect example of a player who sat out for a period of time last year, came up and did not perform well. Let's hope that the Cubs are smarter about this and they don't throw him in the major leagues immediately. Give him as much time as he needs, please. I think that he's got a chance probably to save 15 games the rest of the season. I'm going to be watching very closely and just speculate from a distance. Don't own him anywhere. Don't think that I will. Although I do need to pick up some saves in a couple of leagues that I'm playing in. Mike Clevinger was back for the Indians last night. Didn't go particularly well. I'm going to hope it was just a first game thing, because I really, really need him in one of the leagues that I'm playing in. Like I lost Paddock to the minors. I really need Clevinger to pitch well And I thought after seeing the first couple starts from him that he was going to be maybe Cleveland's best pitcher. And then he got hurt, kind of derailed that and ruined it. So not a great debut for the season for him. But hopefully he'll pitch better as we go on in the season. The All-Star game is interesting, but what really has taken over, and I want to kind of share my quick experience on this, is really kind of the home run derby. Now, look, from a fantasy perspective, this doesn't really carry a lot of weight. But given the fact that I've been to several of these, let me say this, and you're probably wondering this, because they're going to announce this coming up probably in the next 2 weeks, I would guess. Maybe next week they'll announce it. I'll have to take a look and see. But there's always this debate as to whether or not you want to see the guys that you own in your fantasy leagues play or not play or not participate in the home run derby. And is there like a curse for a guy who's in it? Do they lose their swing? This is talked about over and over again. And it kind of stemmed, if you remember, about a decade ago when Bobby Abreu was in the home run derby and he was leading the NL, I believe, in home runs. And then he just hit none the rest of the way. David Wright, I think, is another example of that. But I personally don't really worry about it all that much. And the other part of this is that until the Major League Baseball Players Association and Major League Baseball gets involved in this, you're really not getting the best home run hitters in the game involved. Like, I'm sorry, but Stanton and Judge should be in it every year. There's no chance either of those two are in the home run derby. None. Zero. Zip. Why? They both have been hurt. Stanton hasn't played all year. No chance. Cody Bellinger, you have to pray that he's in it. Christian Yelich, you have to pray that he's in it. It ends up being like not even the main guys in this thing. Now, it still is probably more exciting than the All-Star game. And 2 years, I've been to several of them. I've been to the two in New York. I've been to the one here in Miami. I've been to the one in Cincinnati. And with Todd Frazier won in front of the home crowd. That was pretty cool. But the one thing that I will say is that without the All-Star game counting, home run derby is now really the primary event of All-Star Weekend. And so as we get closer to that, we figure out who's in, more people get interested in that than the actual game. So I would guess that you're going to see guys like Derek Dietrich and Max Muncy in the game. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, but I think baseball has to do a better job of making sure that their best stars are involved in this thing, or else we're just going to have a decline every year in the amount of people who are watching this. That's kind of the issue there. A couple of quick updates in terms of injury. Let me update you here. Brandon Nimmo of the Mets is getting a second opinion on his neck. He was in a rehab assignment over the weekend and not really great about Nimmo. Now, in fantasy, he was really a help in terms of on-base percentage, and he had that great year last year. But it has just not been repeatable this year. The Mets have kind of had to scramble to figure out who they're going to end up using. If you have the injured list spots, you just keep them. But if not, I don't know. Maybe just gone at this point. He's going to see a neck specialist. That could be a surgery. Who knows what it could be? I mean, he's been more or less a non-factor for the majority of the year. Not hitting the ball nearly as hard as he did last year, which always is a concern. Jose Altuve of the Houston Astros will be probably back within a week or two. He's had some fatigue and soreness on his knee, but it looks like he'll be back. I don't know what if he'll steal, but you could probably get him back in your lineup starting next week. That is for sure. So Altuve on the way back, Nimmo not so much. 844-843-6879 if you want to dial up the show. Let's go out to the phone lines and talk to Nathan. Good morning. Good afternoon, Nathan. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing? You do a great job, as always, with the baseball stuff and a great show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So I do a fantasy league with my friends and on ESPN, and we play for money. And my record right now is 9-2, so I'm looking pretty good. And
good.
I have a stacked lineup. Actually, my pitching staff is good right now. But my lineup is, I keep The one thing about my lineup is I have to keep switching in and out because most of my players have day offs or something. So I keep switching in and out. So I was able to pick up the Astros prospect Alvarez. Man, what a kid he is.
He's
that guy
great.
Is a special talent, mm-hmm. and he's been helping my fantasy team out. And hopefully he can keep it up. But I also picked up Tinshin Chu. He's having an underrated season. But here's the thing. I'm trying. My question is, I'm looking for a stable first baseman where I can just plug him in like that. But do you think I should, like, when it comes to trades? I mean, obviously not right now. I don't want to make any trades, but as a fantasy owner, when the trade thing comes up, do you like trading multiple players for one star, or do you like getting multiple players back for multiple players?
Okay, well, Nathan, what I like to do is I like to make sure that the deal looks good for both sides when I'm proposing a trade. I don't want to try and burn the other guy. And when you propose a deal, Nathan, of like 4-for-1 or 5-for-1, it's pretty obvious on the other side of the trade that what you're doing is just souping the pot, just trying to throw a bunch of crap at a guy to get his best player in return. Not something that you want to do. We'll be back here on FST just in a couple minutes. Don't go.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
If you're serious about fantasy football, it's never too early to start preparing for the 2019 season. And Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long, betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year. to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. You can save 10% at rotoexperts.com with promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off with promo code FNTSY. The NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. 844-843-6879 if you want to dial us up here on the show, as we will carry you here until 2 o'clock Eastern. And that's when our good friends at Full Time Fantasy take over at that point. We can go back to the calls and talk to Arnie in North Carolina. Hello, Arnie. How are you?
Craig, it's a pleasure talking with you. I'm doing well today, and I hope you are.
Well, thank you, Arnie, for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm good friends with Lenny Melnick, and I know you and he are good friends, so it's almost like we know each other. But
well, thank you, man. Lenny, yeah. I guess. Lenny is a great friend, and I believe he'll be on the show this week as well. I got to confirm that, but thank you for mentioning him as well.
Well, you're welcome. I've got a question for you, Craig, and you have more insight probably than I. Alberto Alomar for the Cubs, the AAA pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading an article in The Athletic, and it just reads as if they're sneaky with him, but that he may be up soon. And I wanted to get your thoughts on what you might have an opinion or your opine on Alize. I may not pronounce his name right, but I think I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the thing with the Cubs is that Hendricks is hurt, so I think that there's always a chance they can call Alize up, but he hasn't been, I think, as impressive as they've wanted him to be. He started off the season this year and basically had a cup of coffee just to kind of get back on his feet in Iowa. He struck out 46 batters in 32 innings. He's still giving up home runs, and that's kind of the issue for him. But I think that I would say he would be more of an emergency start at this point for the Cubs. A couple of things would have to go wrong. And remember, Arnie, they still have Yu Darvish there that they have to pay. They've already moved on from Chatwood, and they still haven't called this kid up. So my guess is you'll see him this season. I still think in most leagues you can probably wait a few weeks or even a month before you pick him up. But there's no doubt we'll see him at the end of this season. I just can't say exactly what he's going to be. I know that other teams have scouted him in terms of trade, and they've fallen a little bit short. The only thing with him, Arnie, is that His secondary stuff is okay, but he's got to throw hard in order to succeed at the big league level, like 96, 97, 98 miles an hour. So they do have one pitcher, I think, inevitably, that's going to be better than him in Marquez. But Alize would be the kind of pitcher I think that you're going to see at some point, maybe after the deadline. Arnie, the other thing, too, the Cubs will go ahead and get a pitcher if they need it. So I think 2020 is when you see him make his 25 starts. I think this year, if you ask me how many starts you think he'll make between now and September or the end of October, I'd say 5 or 6, somewhere along that.
And can I ask one more question about
Sure.
another player? I saw him pitch this weekend. I'm in North Carolina, and as you know, Judge and Stanton were rehabbing in Durham
Uh-huh.
this weekend.
Yep.
I went and watched those guys miss everything, except, you know, Stanton did hit one bomb. Otherwise, their timing wasn't good, but it's getting better.
Right.
But I watched Brendan McKay pitch for the Rays, and that's where I'm going with this. And they had an opener even at Durham on Saturday. McKay came in, pitched 5 innings, struck out 7. He looked really, really good. And I guess my question is, what are we waiting for in Tampa for Brendan McKay? Because he looked really good Saturday.
Yeah, he, I think, has a greater opportunity there because of the organization that he pitches for. And, Arnie, you know that no matter what Tampa does, the acquisitions that they make are not going to be big financial ones. My guess is that you will see McKay this year, and I think that I would add him in a lot of leagues. Now, obviously, the hitting is something that's going to have to be worked on here. I don't know that he's going to come up and be an Ohtani in terms of power, but there's no doubt that he has the pitching acumen to do it. I think in 15-team leagues or AL-onlys, I'd pick him up now. Tampa Bay gets to the deadline, and we're talking about a month from now. They need a pitcher, and depending on the health of Glasnow, it could be McKay. So I think that he comes up probably before Alize, and he should be an ad, I think, in most leagues. And thanks very much for the call, Arnie. I appreciate it. All right. By the way, the phone number to call if you want to dial in on the show, 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. Let's take a look at some of the games today in baseball. And I think today's going to be a fun slate. You got a lot of games today. Potentially, I think, a lot more offense than we saw yesterday. So let's kind of dive into it. 7:05 Eastern, Phillies and Nationals. We have Jake Arrieta and Patrick Corbin. This was part of the rainout yesterday, so they're going to play this game again today. I kind of like Philadelphia today, but I will say that Corbin eventually has to get his act together. Maybe it's tonight. We'll see. Tigers and Pirates, Daniel Norris and Mitch Keller. Oh, man, Mitch Keller. Two starts in a row where he's given up 5-plus runs in the first three innings. I mean, if he doesn't do it tonight, I think we're going to have to put a pause on Keller and wait till next year because his ERA is 15, and I've eaten both of those starts in one of my leagues. I don't know that I'm willing to do it again tonight. Daniel Norris, 2-5 with a 4.52. Pirates coming off winning 2 out of 3 against Miami. Josh Bell, by the way, leads all first basemen in votes for the All-Star game, hitting 321 with 19 home runs and 65 runs driven in. Tampa Bay, as Arnie mentioned, using the opener again tonight. Ryan Stanek will throw the first, and then they'll go to the bullpen. The Yankees will have Jay Happ, 6-3 with a 4.66. We'll have to see what New York's lineup looks like tonight with Edwin Encarnacion on the team and Giancarlo Stanton back in the lineup for New York. That is a 7:05 Eastern start. Angels and Blue Jays. Tyler Skaggs against Marcus Stroman. Stroman 4-8, but has that good ERA of 3.10. Can't go any worse than it did last night for Toronto, as Edwin Jackson gave up 7 runs in the first two innings. Skaggs 5-6 with an ERA of 5. Houston at Cincinnati at 7:10 Eastern. Justin Verlander against Anthony DeSclafani. Verlander 9-2 with a 2.41. DeSclafani 3-3 with a 4.43. We mentioned Altuve getting ready to come back and Springer as well, so this lineup certainly will be different if you are an owner of Miles Straw in a fantasy league. I'm not sure what they're going to end up doing with him. Alvarez has proven that he deserves to stay. I'm not worried about him at all. 7:20 Eastern, Mets and Braves. Jacob DeGrom right back where he was last year in wins, huh? 3 wins, 3-6 with a 3.38. Julio Teheran, 5-4 with a 2.92. Mets did not get a good start last night from Zach Wheeler. Of course, Syndergaard's on the injured list, and so here we are with DeGrom again. Braves, 13 games over 500, 43-30. The Mets are 34-38. Got to start thinking maybe about 2020. Feel like we say that every year with the Mets. 8:05 Eastern, it's Plesac and Sampson. Texas, very good at home. Sampson 5-3 with a 4.21 earned run average. Plesac got beat up a little his last start, 1-2 with a 2.92. Indians are playing better ball, but it is Texas with the better record, 39-33 on the season. The White Sox are throwing Ivan Nova on the mound tonight, so you probably can stack some Cubs if you choose. Nova looks like his career is coming to a close here. His ERA is 6.23 on the year, 3-5 on the season. Cole Hamels having a little bit of a renaissance year for Chicago, 6-2 with a 2.98, and Anthony Rizzo leads them with 19 home runs and 51 runs driven in. The Red Sox and Twins, that matchup in that series continues tonight with David Price on the mound for Boston. Michael Pineda takes the mound for Minnesota. Not sure how long the leash is on Pineda. The Twins are 47-24, and they're not going to be messing around if Pineda's not pitching well. They'll replace him. The only question is, will it be with someone in the minors or will they end up making a trade? We will see. Intriguing game tonight between Boston and Minnesota. Miami is at St. Louis. This will be the second career start for Jordan Yamamoto. He threw 7 shutout innings against the Cardinals last time they faced each other. And so he earned that second start tonight. Jack Flaherty goes for St. Louis, one of my bigger disappointments, by the way, in fantasy this year, as Flaherty is just 4-3. With an ERA of 4.28 on the season. Rockies and Diamondbacks, one of the better pitchers over the last month, starts tonight for Arizona, Merrill Kelly. He's 7-6 with a 3.73 earned run average. Antonio Senzatella for Colorado, 5-5 with a 5.48. Arizona fell back a little bit and now have picked it back up. They're 38-35. Colorado is 37-34. The late-night games tonight, if you're on the East Coast, would be Baltimore at Oakland. Gabe Yanoa starts for Baltimore, 0-3 with a 5 ERA. Brett Anderson still getting it done somehow, 6-4 with a 3.89 earned run average. Oakland's offense hasn't been fantastic this year, but they've pieced it together and found a way. Of course, for Baltimore, it's been the Trey Mancini show and nothing else. Baltimore with their loss now 30 games under 500, 21 and 51. 10-10 Eastern, Royals and Mariners, Homer Bailey for KC, Kikuchi for Seattle. Kikuchi has underperformed what we thought our projections would be for him. 3-4 with a 4.78. Of course, Homer Bailey is just eating innings for KC. He's 5-6 with a 5.37 earned run average. Couple more games, 10-10 Eastern. An interesting one in San Diego. It is the major league debut of Logan Allen for the Padres. Some people feel like he's a nice addition to their rotation. Some people feel like they're just giving him a shot before they inevitably try to make a deal. I don't know, but we'll see. He definitely has his work cut out for him because Milwaukee's got to be seething after getting shut down by the lefty last night and Joey Lucchese. Milwaukee will throw Brandon Woodruff on the bump. And between him and Kyle Davies, these two are like 15-3 combined. Woodruff is 8-1 with a 3.87 earned run average. And there's no doubt that Yelich and Shaw, although Shaw and Aguilar both struggled, but a lot of offensive options, Moustakas as well for Milwaukee, got to be chomping at the bit tonight after getting shut out last night. So we'll end up seeing that game around 10-10 Eastern as they throw the first pitch out at Petco Park. And finally, the Giants and Dodgers tonight. And this will be an interesting one because you have Sean Anderson going against Clayton Kershaw. Kershaw is 6-1 with a 3.13 earned run average. Anderson 2-1 with a 3.97. And what we saw last night is kind of what I think you'll see every single time these two teams play. No matter what their records are, no matter what the situation is, when the Giants play the Dodgers, it's a very intense series. So certainly from a betting perspective and even from a DFS perspective, you can always get some value by taking the underdog historically through the series because they play so tight together. And, of course, that's definitely the case tonight with Clayton Kershaw, a monster favorite over the San Francisco Giants. By the way, Cody Bellinger on the season, it's basically at this point in the NL, the MVP between those two batters. Bellinger with a 355 batting average, 23 home runs, and 58 runs driven in. And that is the full baseball schedule for today. Coming up next, we'll have a little exit velocity, and then we're going to send it over to our friends at Full Time Fantasy. They've got you from 2 to 4. And then, of course, Gabe Morency back in the house a little bit later today with game time decisions. And I'll be back with you tomorrow at 2 o'clock Eastern as our good friend Gray Albright from Razzball will be on, also Mike Alexander. And several other guests will join us on the show throughout the week. And we'll close out the week with some fantasy baseball discussion, some more guests, and get you ready for the fantasy baseball weekend. But we're just getting started this week. Let's come back and do a little exit velocity to close out the show here on FNTSY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at FNTSY Radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Craig Mish. And we'll be back for our exit velocity segment right after this. Don't go away.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. Craig back with you here. Giancarlo Stanton has been activated from the 10-day injured list. It feels like it's been the 10-month. But he'll be back in the Yankee lineup tonight. So those of you who are playing in leagues where you can get him in, go ahead. Have fun. We'll see what he ends up doing. They definitely need him. There's no doubt about that. Stanton, MVP a couple of years ago, was okay last year. But this year is going to now try and make up for some lost time. That is definitely for sure. And then I think that the interesting name to watch tonight, hopefully he's playing tonight, I have no idea, but Zach Collins, the catcher in the White Sox minor league system, probably he'll make his debut tonight too. My only regret with this show, it's like no lineups. Like I'm in no man's land with the lineups. That's the only thing that that I don't have for you, and that's why it's kind of hard to do the DFS thing on this show. Used to doing the morning show, recapping. Now we're doing an afternoon show, but no lineups for you. So eventually we'll get there. Wednesdays and Thursdays, of course, there are day games, and we do have live action lineups for that, but can't speculate lineups when they don't happen. And by the way, they don't release lineups as early as they used to, as you guys know, too, to give some other people advantages for that. All right, let's end the show with some exit velocity. Here we go.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Exit velocity.
Nice velocity.
All right, our final minute of the show, time for some exit velocity. It's so funny, last night, Paul Sporer, of course, of FanGraphs, friend of mine, retweets a tweet from April of mine about how Yordan Alvarez wants to have his name pronounced Jordan Alvarez. It's so weird when somebody retweets you from something that you said 2 months ago because you're kind of wondering why it's catching fire again, and that certainly was the case last night. I wonder if people could just go back and find my old tweets about saying, like, Braxton Lee was going to be the next great star on the Miami Marlins. That'd be a fun one, too. All right, that'll do it for the show. Thanks again to Jeff Erickson. Thanks again to Mike the Mouth, of course. Thanks to my producer, Chris Pavona. I hope you guys have a great Tuesday. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Full-time fantasy is next. See you, everybody.